Good morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. And Alan, everything from politics to classical music and in between, we provide it here at WAMC, and it can't be WAMC without all of our listeners.
Yeah, I would take issue with only one part of what you just said, David, and I know how loving you are towards the station, and that is, it isn't that we provide it. It's the people who put the money in it provide it, if you think about it, because they're the people who say, we want to build something that is unlike anything else, probably in the world, absolutely in the country, a radio station with spirit and guts and the ability to have frank and free discussions, something that a president who refers to the press as the enemy of the people. It is just appalling, and it is one of the things that stands between us and the slide, which I think this president is responsible for, into a sort of totalitarian fascist way of thinking. So if people want it and prioritize it and say, I may not have the most money in the world, and I may have a lot of money, whatever you have, think about what the cost of something like this would be if you tried to replicate it. We can do this together. Now we're coming very close, David, to the magic mark. We're over $900,000. And if everybody pushes right now, today we can get to the $1 million mark in the lockbox. And if we can do that and get to $1.5 million, unbelievably, we will be where we are in every other fund drive, the ability to have a $1 million fund drive in a day or two and not to miss a moment of news. So, David, you make a great point. I so appreciate your bringing that up this morning. And WAMC.org, I'm just saying to everybody, think about what it would be like without the radio station.
Well, Alan, some headlines are shocking. Some stories are hard to read or listen to or look at. But 13 siblings held captive by parents. This is in Riverside County, California, where their 17-year-old girl escaped from her home to report to police that they were holding their children against their will, shackled.
Yeah, and these kids were so deprived and emaciated that they looked just a portion of their ages. David, this goes to show that there is a human depravity that some people are capable of. They can convince themselves of anything they want to, but it is why we need laws. It's why we need to say to families, there is a de minimis way in which you will treat your children, and why we have to say to banks, you have to obey the laws like everybody else. I know it's a shift, but when we had this last economic meltdown, it turned out that the banks were playing it fast and loose. Now, of course, there are a lot of people. There are a lot of lobbyists from banks. There are people in both political parties, but mainly the Republican Party, who want to make sure that we take the constraints that were put on to make sure that this never happened again on the banks. Now, I know it's a long stretch from children who have been kept in a basement shackled to banks. But when you think about people who got wiped out the last time and think people whose economic security is threatened because banks play it fast and loose, there is somewhat of an analogy.
Governor Andrew Cuomo yesterday had an op-ed in the New York Times on Martin Luther King Day, of course, Alan, in which he talked about the inadequacies of the bail system in New York, setting it up this way. The fundamental tenet of criminal law in the U.S. is that all those accused of a crime in this country are presumed innocent unless proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. Despite this, in New York City jails, where 86% of the population is black or Hispanic, 75% of inmates have not been convicted of a crime. They are simply incarcerated waiting trial.
Well, we all know that Andrew Cuomo is in trouble with his political left. I can't speak to his motives for coming on hard on something like this, but of course he's right. I mean, the idea of bail is that you guarantee that somebody's going to show up, and there are a lot of people who are kept in jail because they don't have the resources to get out. He's right to point this out. He is right to make sure that we find out how to keep our population safe while still being fair under the Constitution. If somebody conks somebody over the head and kills them or maims them for life, you have to decide, how do you make sure that that person let out of jail is going to return? Now, to be fair, most people who are put in jail don't go because they murdered somebody. They go because of some minor crime. And those people, the governor is right about.
Our political observer, Alan Chartong, joining us. Don't sentence WAMC to dead air. Get to that lockbox at WAMC.org.
What has made WAMC what it is that everybody has participated who can. Now, those people who haven't yet done it will recognize that it is an institution that they have come to depend on and that they can help to build. WAMC.org.